From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Afghan officials say a suicide bombing early Friday killed at least six policemen and wounded 10 others, including an area commander in the southern Kandahar province. Local police sources, however, said the casualty toll was much higher than the officially released figures. Friday's attack came hours after U.S. Vice President Mike Pence made a surprise trip to Afghanistan, where he addressed American troops at Bagram Airfield and thanked them for their service. Peru's president has survived an impeachment effort stemming from allegations of his involvement with a Brazilian construction company that's mired in Latin America's largest corruption scandal. A congressional vote late Thursday handed President Pedro Pablo Kuczynski a surprise victory. The impeachment motion fell just 8 votes shy of what was required to remove him from office. South Korea has launched an investigation Friday into a fire that killed 29 people in the central city of Jaecheon. Steve Miller has more.
The National Fire Agency said that most of the victims were killed in a sauna Thursday. According to officials, it was a vehicle in the basement parking lot that first caught fire, which then quickly spread to the rest of the 8-story building. In addition, a leg of the 2018 Pyeongchang Winter Olympics torch relay was scheduled to pass through Jaecheon Friday, but organizers called it off. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Cameroon has denied allegations that its soldiers had crossed into Nigeria without permission and attacked villages said to be hosting and training armed separatists. The media had reported that at least one incursion had been confirmed by the Nigerian government and military officials, but Cameroon says it only attacked villages inside Cameroon. From Washington, this is VOA News. Pro-independence parties won an absolute majority in elections in the Spanish region of Catalonia. The election was called after Madrid sacked the Catalan government and arrested many independence leaders following a disputed referendum in October. Fugitive Catalan former leader Charles Puigdemont says he's ready to meet Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy in any EU location except Spain, where he's facing arrest. Speaking Friday to reporters in Brussels, where he fled to, Puigdemont said Thursday's regional election opened a new era for the region. Rajoy has refused to engage in dialogue with the separatists until they vow to defend their political goals within the limits of Spain's constitution, which bans unilateral secession of any of the country's 17 autonomous regions. Russia, Turkey, and Iran have agreed to hold Syria peace talks in Russia's Black Sea resort of Sochi next month. Russian news reports cited Kazakh diplomat Eidbarak Tumanov, who said that during Friday's meeting in Kazakhstan's capital, Astana, the parties have agreed to hold the so-called Congress for National Dialogue in Sochi on January 29th and 30th. The UN General Assembly overwhelmingly adopted a resolution on Thursday rejecting the United States' recent decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. VOA's UN correspondent Margaret Bashir has more.
The resolution won 128 votes in favor. The United States and Israel were joined in voting no by Guatemala, Honduras, the Marshall Islands, Micronesia, Nauru, Togo, and Palau. There were 35 abstentions, and 21 countries did not turn up for the contentious vote. The adopted text reaffirms Jerusalem's special status as a holy city and as a final status issue to be resolved in future Israeli-Palestinian negotiations. It also says any decisions or actions that could alter the city's character or demographic status are null and void and must be rescinded. But it is not legally binding. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
In the latest developments, Gaza's health ministry says a Palestinian has been killed in clashes with Israeli forces along the border amid continued fallout from President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas earlier urged France and Europe to play a stronger role in peace efforts, insisting he won't accept U.S. plans for Mideast peace because of Trump's position. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.